You're listening to Lost in the Sauce, a celebration of hot sauce makers and lovers from around the world. From commercial brands to local entrepreneurs, we review hot sauces based on aroma, texture, and taste to give it an official flame rating. We're also going to learn the story of each hot sauce brand and hear suggestions on what delicious meals would pair well with the Inferno, and we're going to do it all under 10 minutes. So let's do what we do and get lost in the sauce, powered by Fave Hot Sauce. Welcome back. This is episode 2 of Lost in the Sauce. I am your host, Fave, and here is where we will explore, celebrate, and review hot sauces from around the world. So before we get started, I want to thank you for checking out the show. This is brand new, and I pray that we are consistent and fun and engaging, and that you come back and you tell a friend and you rate us and you review us and you subscribe to the show, all that good stuff. I want you to do all of it, all of it. Let's do it all. But before you do, allow me to pause and just be thankful that we are on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Anchor. Wherever podcasts are played, Lost in the Sauce is playing. Do you feel me? I hope you do. And you may be wondering, why are we doing this show? Why am I doing a 10-minute podcast about hot sauce? Well, I think that podcasting has made a resurgence. I've been in the podcasting game since 06, and just seeing the excitement around it again is very encouraging. I think in light of the pandemic, we have to look for different ways to consume media, and podcasting is at the forefront again, and I want to continue being part of that story. I also have a business passion for hot sauce, for the makers and the lovers and the whole culture of hot sauce, because it's very multidimensional. A lot of times we just see hot sauce talk about the heat and the pain and all that, but there's another narrative that I would like to amplify about just the flavor and how just a little hot sauce can change a meal. It's very metaphoric in how small changes can have huge impacts. So I'm all about how that narrative goes and making sure that it spreads out beyond just being painful. It's not about just, you know, my booty hurt because I ate too much hot sauce. Being lost in the sauce, the phrase itself indicates that there's a vastness in which we can submerge ourselves. So let's do that right now. In this edition of Lost in the Sauce, we are reviewing the OG, triple OG, known as Tapatio Salsa Picante out of Vernon, California. You may know this sauce as the man with the big mustache and the sombrero. He's everywhere. They have great social media. They have a hot website called tapatiohotsauce.com. And this was what I call a research and development acquisition. I was in the process of developing my own hot sauce brand, and I wanted to explore other brands. And Tapatio is one of those OGs. So I went to Publix in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and I got me a 5-ounce bottle of that OG, triple OG Tapatio Salsa Picante. Now, I put it on vegetarian pizza because that's what I was getting that day. So I figured, let's experience this OG hot sauce on veggie pizza. The first thing I got into was the aroma. I cracked the bottle open, you know. It was mad garlicky, and it had a sweet smell to it. So I'm like, okay, it's sweet, it's garlicky, but it had a faint hint of hot. Like, you had the garlic flavor was strong, the sweetness was secondary, but in the cut, in the back, it was like, yo, I'm hot. You don't want this smoke, I'm hot. So that was the aroma experiment. Then I got into the texture. When I poured it onto the pizza, of course, I was looking at how it flowed. It was very thin. So unlike last week's Tomazula that was oozy thick, Tapatio was like oozy not. And that's okay. So we go into the pizza, and now we're getting to the taste. The taste of Tapatio Salsa Picante is very high in spice and salt. And it has a defined heat, like the hot is there, but it doesn't linger. Like if you bite into the pizza with the hot sauce and you're like, oh, that's kind of, okay, okay. And then 10 seconds later, you're like, okay, you're not grabbing a glass of water, milk, ice cream. You're not doing anything to kind of calm it down. It's just there. It's very balanced. I'm going to give Tapatio, and I know this is the OG, triple OG, and I'm glad you're a triple OG, because I'm going to give you a 3-flame rating. This is where I put this hot sauce. This is a great gateway sauce. A lot of people, like a lot of my friends, they have been on Louisiana and Crystal and Texas Pete, like the standards, for decades. And now that I'm exploring these different hot sauces and sharing them with my friends, a lot of times people are hesitant because they've been with they've been rocking with, and they don't want it too hot. They don't want it to be whack like ketchup. So I think Tapatio Salsa Picante is good for being a good balance. Like if you want to try something different, this is a good one. They're a big brand. They've done great things. So obviously people love it. This is one you need to put on your list. And speaking of putting it on, this is where you need to put Tapatio Salsa Picante on. Pizza, no brainer. It's on and popping. I do think that this is a chicken wing friendly sauce. And another chicken dish I think would be dope is chicken and dumplings. A lot of people put hot sauce on chicken and dumplings. I think the thinness of the sauce and the thickness of the dumplings, it'll catch it. It's a good way to add some flavor to your chicken and dumplings. Overall, I think that this is a good vegetable boosting sauce for stir fry, for mixed vegetables. If you just want a quick little you can put this on there and be satisfied. Now, I know this is a triple OG. I know this is a big brand and a lot of people love it because that's why they're big. But I don't see this being my Mexican hot sauce go-to ever. Would I put it on tacos? Nah. Would I put it on burritos? Nah. I don't think it'll kick it where it need to be. But I do think it'll be great for huevos rancheros, like a breakfast egg situation. I think it'd be dope for that. So those are my suggestions on where you can put Tapatio Salsa Picante on. And while I have my opinion, I would love to hear yours. If Tapatio Salsa Picante is your go-to hot sauce and you ready to defend it and you ready to take me down through there because I gave it a 3-flame rating and you ready to take me down to the abyss, then, you know, get at me. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and on Anchor, you can go and leave a voice message. And if it's pretty substantial and it's not any profanity, I would love to put it on the next show. I want to know what you're thinking about it, what your experiences are, other dishes that are good for this sauce. In fact, I'm thinking about adding recipes to the show notes of different meals that I think would be great for certain hot sauces. You guys let me know if that's going to be something that's worth it. But that's the deal. We're done. I promise you, I promise you, we are done. But before you go, please, ma'am, please, sir, subscribe to Lost in the Sauce on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Anchor, wherever you get down. We need your subscriptions and we need your reviews. You know, I don't want to do this podcast just for the sake of saying I have a podcast. I need Lost in the Sauce to bless somebody, even if that blessing is just on their plate. So join me next week as we review a sauce that is affectionately called Pain is Good. If that's what you into, okay, we're going to get into it next week. Until then, thank you for listening to Lost in the Sauce, powered by Fave Hot Sauce. And remember, blood is thicker than water, but it clots when it's exposed. The clot can slow down your bleed out, or it can send a surge of finality through your body. It all depends on how you move. And a great move right now for you is to please, please, please pray for a stranger out there, because a stranger is out there praying for you. Once again, this is Fave, and thank you for listening to Lost in the Sauce, powered by Fave Hot Sauce. Thanks again for listening to Lost in the Sauce, powered by Fave Hot Sauce. Be sure to rate, review, share your thoughts. You don't have to be deep, but let us know what you're feeling. And subscribe to the show. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and of course, Anchor. And please, please, please share the show with your friends. All the foodies out there looking for something special, this is a great place to get some good information about the hot sauce life. So please, ma'am, please, sir, I thank you in advance, and I'll see you next week. They said you're